Stop 5, southeast corner of State and First Street. This is stop number 5 of our tour. We're going to head further down the hill to the Fox River and tell you a little about the buildings and businesses along the way. On the north side of the street, at 27 West State Street, is a Riverstone building housing a new clothing store, Salon Bronzino, and About Face and Body. Like other Geneva buildings, this building was built in 1850 and had been preserved and adapted over the years for a variety of uses. Before being used for businesses, the building was home to Catherine Rich, who had a boarding house here in 1888. The building stands out on the street not only for its Riverstone walls, but for the unique character of the stepped parapet walls at the roof. A two-story addition was added onto the west side of the building in 1998. It fits in well with the historic building and is set back from the front wall to differentiate it from the historic building. Next door is a red brick building which has simple details that make it stand out from a standard one-story commercial building, notably the projecting brick and limestone squares as well as the building block name. J.A. Madel wanted to clearly note that this was his building when he built it in 1920. The building is now home to a law firm. Next door is Fox Fire Restaurant, well known throughout the area as a place to relax and regenerate with a great meal and outstanding ambience. Foxfire has a style of its own like others in Geneva, where the architectural qualities have been used to highlight the business. It's hard to believe that this building, also built in 1920, was once a garage. The arched interior space provides a relaxing dining experience. Next door to Foxfire is the third of the 1920s period buildings, a simple one-story commercial building. You are now on the south side of the street, where we've passed 22 West State Street, a two-story wood frame building. Note the false front parapet wall, a style popular in the early 1900s that gives it a feeling like you're in an old Western movie. Moving further east, the dark red brick building you're now standing in front of was built in 1995, and its height and facade allow it to fit in well with the surrounding architecture. Across the street is a one-story yellow brick building built in 2001, and it too fits in well with this historic context. Are you ready for a break, or are you hungry? Stop for a delicious meal or refreshing beverage at Foxfire or San Fratello's, or make your way back here after the tour. In the summer, Sergio's Cantina and Foxfire offer outside dining.